This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We have been trying for days to get through this list.
I'm too angry.
Did I hijack it? I made it bad. Was I the one who screwed it up?
It's a team effort.
No, but so we're trying. We were talking about how Millennials and Z's go like, okay, boomer, but now we're discovering that the millennials are turning into the boomers already.
We are.
Yeah.
The transition is happening sooner than you thought.
Yeah, a lot sooner. Yeah. Because it's like, I'm reaching the age where it's like, yeah, we played our music loud, but not this loud. You know, like, yeah, we had funny fashion, but not like this, you know?
Hold on, on that note, how do you feel? Because all of that Y2K kind of stuff is back. And there's loser core, which is what we wore in like.
Is it a loser core, like the baggy shirt?
The baggy jeans, the oversized.
Kind of
the,
a dad jean though, a little yeah. high waisted. Mm, and like,
yeah. Yeah. That's.
So how do you feel that is back now? You've already made like a whole rotation.
Yeah. I think I'm more in style than I intend to be because I'm. That's kind of.
Because you never changed?
Kind of, yeah. Or huh. I went back to it maybe. Yeah. I like it.
Can I ask you guys a radio-related question?
Yeah, of course.
Because I remember, like, this is when, like, your generation starts to feel old. I remember driving down the road one day and hearing Van Halen on the classic rock station. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Van Halen is now music.
Oh, wow.
That happened to me, like, last week.
It did?
Yeah.
Who was it?
The Offspring.
Oh, no.
Offspring is classic rock?
I guess.
What?
No, it's not.
I know.
Pretty Fly is, like, on... Mm. Shut your mouth. It's on the mountain.
I literally listen to The Offspring every single day. Them, Sum 41. Like, I am very into.
Shut.
And it hurt my heart.
Because you're like, who am I? Now as far as open
now
yet?
Now I have to scroll on the year thing to get to my birth year. It's brutal.
I don't even want to talk to you about the scroll for your birth year.
It's only like down one, but can still.
I want to say this about the scrolling for your birth year. That's something that grinds my gears.
Like, why?
Okay. What, when you're doing the thing and you put in your birth date and you got to get to your birth year, they should take the average life expectancy of a person, 80 years, and it should start there and go up. Because why would you make the old person go scroll the farthest?
True.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, go have it be 100.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have it as like 2023, and it's like no 1 year old is on your site.
I know, yes. And if they are, that's not good.
Like the first date should be 1950 something, 1940 something. I don't know.
There's people from the 30s alive.
They're not signing up for OnlyFans.
People are stealing their information and doing it for them.
I'm just saying.
What about the hackers?
The scrolling should be done by you, not by me.
I actually, that makes sense. Because then you go either way.
Yes.
You can scroll up or scroll down.
Yes, it's like, but have it start in a place where it's like, I only have to go zip, zip on the little middle button of my mouse. Zip,
yeah,
zip.
Helps with your arthritis.
Okay. Well, we ran out of time again to get to this list. I think the scrolling was one of the things, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
I think it was.
That's annoying. Yeah, it is annoying.
Mm. So do any of these things resonate with the millennial in the room?
Absolutely. The new car headlights are way too bright. Too bright. Turn it down. Relax.
They're not bright. It's just a new technology.
Is too bright.
That's too bright.
It's not too bright. It's just LED. So it's better for us.
But then, like, tone it down. Tone it back a little bit.
It's better for you while you're driving, but guess what? You blinded me, so I'm going to crash
into
you now.
Just don't look directly at it.
Just close your eyes while you're driving.
No, just don't look straight at the headlight. Look at the road in front of you. If the car is directly in front of you.
It doesn't even matter if you're off to the side. It's still so bright.
Okay. You know this is about T-Hack, right?
Okay, boomer.
I'm not a boomer! This is exactly how we got hijacked the last time. Let me explain quantum mechanics to you. Okay. So I'm just saying, okay.
You like the new technology.
I do, because when I'm driving down the road, especially like, I mean, it's been a minute, so can I?
Yeah, go ahead.
My Tesla. Tesla. I mean, the technology is great, but like even in my ex-wife's car, where it like does the follow, like if you start to turn, you have a car like that?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't. No.
Oh, like the, no, I'm
I've
broke.
Heard of it though. Yeah, yeah.
Like the Jaguar that she had, like when you start to turn left, your headlights kind of go a little farther left.
So like
it's like illuminating like the thing. And
that's
they
cool.
also like go to bright if there's no car in front of you.
Yeah, I've rented a car that's done that. It turns the brights on and then it'll automatically turn them off if it senses another.
Awesome.
I hate it. No. Oh, let me do it. Let me do it. My car does the same thing. Like I never want the heat on in my car. I'm always hot. I want the air. And my car just turns it off. I'll turn the air on and it's just like, yeah, that's enough. You're cool enough. It's like, you're a car. Don't tell me how to live.
That's a real thing.
Yes, I cannot
Why
get it to stop.
That?
I don't know. I can't get it to stop. Or like I'll put the dehumidifier thing on and it just will turn it off. It's like, yeah, we're good.
There's no, you don't have a dehumidifier.
Whatever the
in your
thing
car.
That's on the like the windshield, you know? When it's frosted over. What's that called?
No.
Oh, don't tell him. Nobody tell him.
I'm never going to get it.
You don't know what that's called?
The dehumidifier. The thing with the three squiggly
lines. You
are
100 years old. Why are you so old?
I don't know.
What is, what?
Yeah, I turn that on. What is it?
Why do you
tell
turn
me
that
what it's
on?
Called.
You turn that on for what?
Just when it's frosted over. But I just like it. Cause
when it's what?
Frosted over? What?
Oh, okay.
The condensation. Don't get all science-y on me. You know, you're acting like my car. Don't tell me how to live.
You're cool enough.
Okay.
Stop. You don't. You still don't know what it's called.
No, I don't.
I've stopped you twice and given you the name. When your car is
frosty. Oh, the defrost. Defroster.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. We would continue this.
All right. change the name.
Golden Corral just started their lunch special. So dinner special.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Calm down.
What?
Aaron's like literally yelling before as the song is going to fade. We're talking about how like it usually takes a long time for people to get curmudgeonly.
Yes.
Like, I don't feel like I'm there yet. I think my parents are super curmudgeonly. Like, I don't want to leave the house. It's so hard. Like, one of the things on this list is, like, grocery stores are hard.
Kind of.
They're too much work.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
How am I the youngest person in this room?
No. I'm not agreeing. I'm saying that's what that said. I don't think they're a problem at all.
You just said, you think they're too hard.
Yeah, they are. They don't have bags anymore. They funnel to the self-checkout, and then you've got your own style, and then I like to leave the things in the cart and scan it, and then it's locked down.
Only kleptos
shut the doors. We got this guy here with eight things in his cart. He might be getting out of here.
So it's basically the millennials are leapfrogging the X.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's what this is about. Like, you guys are becoming curmudgeonly at such an alarming rate.
But can you blame us?
Yes.
Have you ever heard in life say, you know who are great? Those millennials. They're great.
Like no.
we've been hated on from the beginning of time.
But this is your chance
for some
to not
reason.
Be hated
so
on.
It's like, you know what? Let's
just
embrace it. We're old.
Young.
People hate us. We're going to hate
young.
Them back.
Why are you acting old?
Because I feel old. I've felt the hatred for years and years.
It just ground
and,
you down?
And I'm tired of carrying these participation trophies around. It wears on you.
Okay, so there's a whole list of things. The only ones we've really talked about are like having to scroll for your birthday. The new car headlights are too bright.
Yes, they are.
TX mad about everything in his car, like his dehumidifier in his car.
Yeah, taking over.
Okay. Aaron, because you're curmudgeonly, there was one on the list that you wanted to get to?
Well, I am disagreeing with this one. They say that restaurants should offer an actual menu, not a QR code.
I agree. I completely
agree.
Absolutely
not. QR codes are the way to go.
I hate the QR code.
Why?
Because I want to look at a physical menu.
Yeah.
No, but now you can control your own brightness, so you don't have to turn on your flashlight to read the menu. And I actually just went to, it's called the Hampton Social. They had a QR code for checkout. So you can actually just like pay. You pick what you got and pay that way, so you don't have to hand your card.
Oh, really?
To the, so
I,
nice.
I hate that. Oh, it feels like I'm lovely. Stealing. Then I just walk out. Like,
you're the guy who just wants to pop everything in your cart at the self-checkout?
Yeah.
Okay, no.
I want a physical menu. You're a restaurant. You have two jobs. Give me food. Give me a nice, easy way to order said food. And you're only doing half of what this agreement is. You're making me do the... And QR codes, I think, it's like a weird technology. I think whenever a commercial's like, scan this QR code, it's like, I can't get my phone... I'm young and I can't do it in time.
God, he's old as hell. I will say this. I agree with you, but not for the reasons. Like,
why
for
not?
Me...
QR, the thing always moves and you got... Maybe I'm too shaky, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't had my Metamucil. I don't know what's going on.
I've never seen a moving QR code.
Because when you open your camera, the thing like moves around and then you're like, you have to chase it and catch it.
It's not Pokemon. What are you talking about?
Yes, it is.
You're not throwing the little ball out.
And
to
you
catch
should be
it.
Good at that anyway.
Yes. What are you? Are you serious?
Yes. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. Don't you just open your camera and you put it on the thing and it pops up a little
thing?
Yeah.
The yellow thing is there and you're like,
the
bop.
URL. Yeah. Yes. And you just click it.
Immediately. Mm. It surrounds it in a yellow box and then the URL is in yellow underneath it. I do it all the time. Like, I'll park over where you used to live by the beer garden by Los Chingones and stuff. You have to check in on a QR code. I literally don't even slow down now. I'm like, I'm walking by, I'm like, bop! Like, check in for 3 hours, go! License plate, blah, blah, blah. Just done.
Okay, I need a class or something on the QR codes.
Here's the reason I don't like the QR codes. Boomer, okay. is I'm trying and I'm failing, but I'm trying to be more present when I'm with people.
Oh,
and you're making me get my phone out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so yeah. So now that my phone's out, I might as well check the gram. I might as well play a couple rounds. But you just do because your phone's out. Yes, you do.
The menu used to...
You see an email pop up. You see a notification.
Mm-hmm. Boundaries.
Yeah, it used to be more of a joint experience with everyone at the table. You're looking at the menu. You're all looking together.
Yes, and you're like...
Oh, and you're all looking together on your phone.
No, it's not the same.
It
is. You snuggle up next to the person you're with and go, well, do you want to share the... And then you point at the, like, whatever.
Well, no, I don't want to share my food anyways. So
let's order the crab cakes together.
No.
Yeah.
I am
who's the cranky one now?
The thing that I am adjacent to that I hate, I am definitely of the I gotta have my flashlight at certain restaurants now.
Mm, yeah.
Shut up. I've seen young people do it too. Some restaurants it's just so dark and they pack the menu with too much crap on it.
Yep.
And it's like an
it's
eye
too
test.
Loud too. It's too loud.
You guys enjoy your buffet at Golden Corral.
The Slacker Show. Alice
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.